said Let It Go.
Yeah.
Boys and girls, they all love me. Come sit on the lap of ICE. And let me tell you a story or two about a broke ass.
This is West Coast Slick Rick here.
Right.
Oh. He's always gonna be in my top 10.
Oh, man. Because
this here, this is West Coast Slick Rick.
This the first break now, before Face did it. He did this first. He did it before Face. In the air, Jordan.
All right, let me get to a moment right here. We back live.
He doing the dance that you was just doing. They doing this shit like this. They doing that shit in the video. The fuck they doing?
You see him?
That's what they doing. Look in the back. Like, they doing this shit.
Hey, what up, Real Live Talk family? Yes, indeed.
I was just going back down memory lane. But
we sitting here memory lane real quick, but it ties into the topic we about to drop right here. It's your man Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. Welcome you all to the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. Sitting here with the man, the great 88 Keys right here.
What's up? Getting my chorus together.
Yeah, we're having a good time. But yeah, we that first joint was Ice Cube. You know what I mean? He shout out to the brethren.
Yeah.
You know he was always kicking some shit. The kids was like, man, hey, kick something for the kids.
Kick something
for
the kids.
And Ice Cube said, here you go. And then this next joint right here just meshes real well with you. You know, it just meshes real well on some old DJ shit, you know, on something, but whatever. But anyway, all praises due to the Most High. All praises due to the Most High. The all-powerful creator. Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And before, I want to be all the way responsible. Yeah. I'm going to keep it live to the death. Yep, that's for sure. I'm going to keep it live to the death. Yep, that's for sure. Huh. I'ma keep it live to the death. Yup, that's for sure. We gon' keep it live to the death. Yup, that's for sure. Huh. Live reppin' on the sound song. That's the movement, yo. All right. Yeah, keep it bumpin'. Yeah. But I want to give the real respect to the Real Live Talk flags all around the world. I left out a few in the list. You know, sometimes when you be in the moment, you know, a little bit geeked up.
Oh, no.
No. Hell no.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
Oh, no. No, no, no. All
right. We still lie.
We still lie? hurry up and get this shit. You got me wanting to throw this turn.
It ain't hit the
old.
It ain't hit the
old. Okay.
That's all
together. Show. We don't need no more equipment busted up.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mac, already going through it. Shout out to our brethren. Cleveland's own Sean Capone. You know what I mean? But yeah, want to definitely acknowledge all the flags. So I'm going to run the list down. You know, because I left out a few. And not on purpose. Not to slight anybody. But I just left out a few. So we're going to start off first with the United States, Canada next, Germany, Russia, Singapore, that one got left off, Singapore, India, Ireland, France, United Kingdom, Philippines, Poland, Brazil, Jamaica, Norway got left off. South Korea, Italy, Mexico, Ivory Coast, Australia, Puerto Rico, Taiwan, Pakistan, Mozambique, Nigeria, Kazakhstan, Algeria, Chile, Ghana, and Saudi Arabia. Those are all the real live talk flags existing. Shout out to the Apple Podcast listeners, Spotify listeners, Spotify for podcasters. There's a number in here on the analytics called web browser. So what that means is an individual types up podcasts and boom, they find my shit through typing it up through Google or whatever the hell they go through, blah, blah, blah. So shout out to the situation right there. The biggest listening audience is ages 35 to 44. The next biggest, 45 to 59. I have more male than female listeners, but there's only a 10% difference. 54% male, 44% female, 1% not specified, 1% non-binary.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to go ahead and be all the way respectful and shout out to all the real live flags, all the different age groups, demographics. We gonna keep on this growing this situation right here. But we here with episode 24, season 5. And the topic you will be surprised by. You will be surprised by dot 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 blah 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 blah. Live in. And this topic right here was very much inspired by my own crazy twins, my 10-year-olds. They had me rolling with this one. And not the topic on itself and the whole creation, but what inspired it, what motivated it. You'll be surprised how the children feel about their everyday, regular life, their day-to-day. Because kids only have, you know, depending on the kid's, you know, environment, they have their own little, you know, viewpoint on how they feel about certain shit.
You felt as a kid, didn't you have a viewpoint on a lot of stuff?
Yeah, but some stuff I was able to be like, I enjoyed my youth a lot more than the average kid nowadays.
Right.
Makes sense?
No,
it did. So, you know, but you'll be surprised by how the children feel, the youth feel about their day-to-day activities, routines, and life. What inspired mine is my kids are real. It was my 10-year-old spoke on this one. My 17-year-old daughter, shout out to Zia the Princess, she spoke on it too. My oldest, Amina, at one point in time, she had said the same thing too. But, you know, she's 27 now, so it don't even matter. You know, not saying it.
It
does matter.
But I mean, it's a different opinion now.
It's a different opinion now.
10, 15 years ago.
Yes. So it's funny. But my 10-year-olds, you know, my crazy twins, shout out to Action Jax and Lodi James, you know. Lodi James just get a goldie here. He Lodi, you know, right. The livest of all time. You know what I mean? They don't like this repetitive, robotic school situation. So they go in there and say the same shit, learn the same thing. It's these holiday breaks and shit ain't enough for them. It's driven down. It's 5 days in the week where the kids are going to school. My kids wouldn't mind missing one of the days, whatever day they choose. They would like to just go to school 4 days a week. Now, what surprised me about it is I already seen that coming. You know, before pandemic, it was different. After pandemic was a different kind of, you know, reality check on it. And they ain't feeling the whole little repetitive robotic shit. I personally, shout out to Michi X, Brethren Q Butter, you know, those personalities, you know, check them out. But there's a black online school, ZyX Institution, for our people. But it's online, it's remote. But they do it different. I wanted to get all my kids in that. All of them. The oldest, well, not Amina, you know, not my oldest daughter, she's done with school, but, you know, my second oldest, who's a senior in high school right now, my third oldest, who's a sophomore in high school now, my two crazy twins, my 10-year-olds, they're in the fifth grade. So just laughing at the shit, like, oh, okay, damn. I tried to do it, but, you know, when you're in co-parenting situations and you're not the, air quote, custodial parent, it was some ass kissing I wasn't willing to do to get the mothers to agree with the shit. So it is what it is. They're in the school systems they're in based on that. Sad but real. But here's where the relevancy of the topic comes in. You'll be surprised. They would rather be in that. My kids see who, you know, my children see who I am and what I present and how I represent myself. And they know I'm all about being proud and black. Being black and proud. Not that whole pride comes before failure situation that they look at. They don't like putting that P word out here. Folks like throwing the humble word out here, but when they come, you say you proud about something. Don't be too proud. Pride comes from thing. Shut up. Shut your asses up. Did you give him my name? Anyway. But I'm like, I get what y'all saying. And I understand it. That's why when y'all come over here with me, I don't have no problem with it. Especially if you get it's coming up, spinning off of the weekend. Y'all don't want it to end. You know, you don't want to go back into the what we call the plantation. Mm. Y'all don't want to do it. I'll call y'all off from school. Y'all grades prove that it ain't gonna hurt. Y'all can miss a whole year of this bullshit right here that they teaching y'all repetitively, and you won't be skipping a beat. Because at the end of the day, as long as you got your math right and know who you are on the inside and know where you come from and know your history, everything else will work. But whatever. I'm not shitting on education. I'm just saying there's different levels of how to be educated.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to come in the form of, you know, going to somebody's school teaching you how to be somebody else's worker, teaching you how to be all the way, you know, selfish and individual, you know, anyway. You get what I'm saying on that, brethren, right?
Yeah.
So you'll be surprised how the kids feel about some things that they're experiencing and going through on a regular basis. A child that is in a household, in an environment where they're being relied on and depended on to be doing adult type of responsibilities, such as watching this younger siblings all the time, feeding them, bathing them, they're going to have a different perspective on the kids that actually get to be kids. Mm. And shout out to those kids, because I would like y'all to be able to come and hang out here with the live tie and see what it means to just, you just focus on what your age and what your kid, you know what I mean? These kids are out here fighting over relationships. Boyfriends and girlfriends. Now, you know, like it all depends on the environment you are in. The whole poem situation, product of my environment. Mm. And it would dictate and direct individuals who feel like they don't have a choice. Makes sense? Makes sense.
Don't make it make sense.
I had to sit up and listen to my kids with this. It was a very therapeutic day with my children today. You got any more of those ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me get one. But it was like, I had to sit there and listen to them. I listened to them about the education situation in school. And then I had to listen to them about how they feel about the relationship situations they be seeing with the kids. You know, what they be seeing with the parents. I'm a real, live, proud, single dad, but I only allow certain energies and individuals to meet and see my kids, be around them on a regular basis. And I'm going to say this unapologetically right here. If you know half something, half of something about mine, consider yourself a blessed. Because I'm very guarded and protected by my kids. I'm not one of those ones that be sitting here trying to find the next step mom. I don't even believe in it. But the single moms, y'all always be sitting there trying to find the next replacement to the guy that you made these kids with. Sometimes it's for the better. Sometimes. The original dad ain't shit. He don't want to be shit. He's comfortable in his skin. But other times...
I left out on that end.
Yeah, brethren, let me speak on that.
I had a stepfather that I rebuked it for several years until I figured out that he wasn't going nowhere. And
rebuked.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, I had told the story before, but eventually, he ended up adopting me when I was 12.
Okay.
So I legally took his last name, and you know, he's still married to my mother to this day.
Oh.
Still, I call him dad.
Shout out.
You know?
Shout out.
There's some out there that, you know, my mother found a good one.
Mm.
And when he came into the family, he had no problems in taking me in. And he worked with me all them years. You know, he knew that I didn't like him at first. You know, I was just who are you? That kind of thing. But I was real young. I mean, I was probably like 5. He was like, you know, you're not my daddy. You know, that type of thing.
You're not.
I mean, he persevered, stayed through, and now that is my father. So, you know, I can testify to, I had a stepfather, now I got a real father.
Mm.
It was a father to everybody in the hood.
Mm.
They used to call him Cliff Huxtable until that all went bad.
Oh, wait.
Now we can't use that name, but yeah, they used to call him Cliff back in the day. Your father is Cliff Huxtable. You know? Took in all of the kids from the neighborhood. It was everybody's father.
See, my moms didn't remarry or even get into a serious relationship after her and my late father, split up and divorced. So I didn't have to worry about it on that part. My father did move on and was in multiple relationships with different ladies. And I never really had that feel like they were, you know... He only remarried once. Shout out to Mama Teresa, but man, to keep it all the way live with self, reality, the people, and life. Now that he's gone, there's a reason why I ain't have that old stepmother feel. You know what I mean? Because it was on some old agenda-based self, you know, self-serving type of shit.
Yeah.
It hurts to admit that shit out loud. But I'm seeing what I'm seeing, and I know what I know. And I can
testify on the other end, too. That's for a woman that, you know, you bring in these stepmoms. Like, I don't have the greatest family, but I got a pretty good family. You know?
Okay.
They're close-knit. We get along. Everybody is, you know, the morals is kind of there. sometimes misguided, but they still there.
The morals is kind of there.
You know what I mean? They, you know. I mean, I didn't, like, you know, everybody got drug addicts and all that in their family. But
if you don't have a drug addict in your family, you ain't really got family.
But, you know, even white people, for that matter. But,
mainly.
You know, right. I don't want to say it.
Say it. No, y'all need to get caught on y'all shit, too. Shout out to all the real live white folks that, you know, follow and listen. But y'all be having some shit going on for real, real. Yeah, y'all have the audacity.
But put it like this, my family was not dysfunctional.
Mm.
So I didn't even know what a real dysfunctional family was until I got married. Ooh. My in-laws were dysfunctional. Ooh. And I'm not saying that because they were my in-laws. That was truly the first dysfunctional family I recognized, where cousins hate each other, sisters and brothers don't talk, you know, aunts and uncles stab each other in the back. Like, literally. But, like, you know, that's the first time I've seen it. But I say that to say that, you know, on the stepmom thing is that, well, in my aunt's situation, you know, she had a stepson come in when she remarried. Mm. So, you know, she had my cousin, and then her stepson actually came to live with her and his father when they got married.
Okay.
Now, he became more attached to my aunt than his own mother. Mm. So the combination of my aunt and his father was who he still is with today. That's where his loyalties lie, with my aunt and his father. Yeah. Rather than he kind of like exed his own mother out the picture. Like, you know, not that she was a horrible mother.
I've seen her though.
But he just felt more comfortable with my aunt, which was actually his stepmother. And the dynamic of the way that, because they still married to this day.
Yeah.
So, you know, and my Uncle Milt, bless his heart, he about to be like 80-something.
Okay.
And they still married to this day. So I think the dynamic of them, just the way they were, the situation appealed to him more probably. Mm. Because he saw his father, like, really in love with a woman, and the woman was good. So in this situation, the stepmom actually turned out to be maybe slightly better than the mother. You know? But I guess he kind of sided with his father, like, I see why you left. You know, in a way. But, you know, so it works kind of like how my father came in the picture. Sometimes a mother come into the picture and, you know, he always hung around my aunt. He still, my aunt is his mother, basically. I mean, yeah, he still keep in contact with his mom and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He spend a lot of time, he go to our family reunions on this side of the family every day. Yeah. He's like tied into our family. He's not his stepchild. You know what I'm saying? He is my cousin. He is my cousin's brother.
Okay.
Like, we never really, until he hit on one of our cousins that we realized he's not part of the family. Like, when we be at the family reunions, he always bringing it up like, hey, technically, I ain't family. But
real quick, go ahead and finish your thought, because I got something to say. Elaborate.
He has always been part of our family. So that goes to show that, you know, stepmoms just as well as stepdad, sometimes you do find the right fit. It's not all negative.
It's not. Know? It's not.
I've seen the negative. I know it exists. But I've also seen the positive. So I know these situations can turn out for the better if you stumble across the right person. You know? I mean, there's some people out there that's not trying to manipulate the situation. Like, exactly. The reason my father treated me good is because he always wanted a son. And his first child was a girl.
Now we're getting to
that. Yeah, and so
yes.
He treated me like, that's why he adopted me. He like, I don't have a son. I got a daughter. I don't have a son. So, you know, he welcomed the situation. He was all for it. Like, he came to me like, if you'll have me, I'll be your father, you know?
See, I got 2 girls, 4 boys. My oldest daughter recently asked me why I haven't got into... Oh, you hear something?
Yeah, never got the door.
My oldest daughter was asking me why I haven't got into a serious relationship since blah, 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 blah. And I was cracking up like, I know. Oh, y'all bringing in the goodies. Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up?
Introduce
people. I got visitors, so don't.
Hey. Y'all know we keep it all the way real live over here. You know, we just keep you flow with the flow. But my daughter asked me, like, why you ain't gotten to a... I said, well, I mean...
Yeah, she came in. Got me.
I was like,
Jesus.
ain't that birthday tomorrow?
No, Tuesday. You can, this is second according, time you done tried to up the birthday.
No, no. According to the day, it's Monday. So, ain't that birthday tomorrow? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew I was right. Is this the second time you done tried to up the birthday?
Your birthday today, right?
Yeah. Every day is our birthday, you know what I mean?
I got the alarm set.
Every day is our birthday, for real, y'all. They always have. They don't want to acknowledge that. That's a whole other podcast coming soon. Yeah, but anyway, my daughter asked me, I was like, Amina, all of my, you all exist because of a real relationship. So, like, don't.
I'll see you later. Bye. Bye. I will.
Be careful.
I am. Thank you. Bye.
All right, y'all. We back. We're here. Part 3, Season 5, Episode 24. On the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. My apologies if it's, this episode here is seeming a little bit broke up, but hey, it's been.
Yeah, my bad.
It ain't even no bad. It's how it goes. Sometimes things be going on and you can't even. It's cool. I ain't complaining one bit. It actually is showing me a different way to be disciplined, boo, on the podcast because it keep it going. You know what I mean? This is most parts right here I had on some old in the middle of the same episode. But in a nutshell, you'll be surprised how the children feel about some things. And here's the thing about it. As adults, parents, guardians, you gotta fucking pay attention to that shit.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to. My kids feel a certain way about school that I can, you know, because I'm going to have them on the next, I'm going to have my children on the episode of this talking about this very topic, because I want you to hear out their mouth what they said about school, what they said about the whole witnessing certain relationships, boom, 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 boom. They feel a way about everything, you know. But if you are one of those parents or those adults, they just be like, oh, well, you're a kid. You do what I tell. Nah, sometimes it ain't about do what I say. Sometimes it's about fucking lead the right way and be all the way responsible when you're hearing what they're saying.
And they know. Kids are, listen, you don't need a fat man in a red suit to tell you these things, because your kids will find out if you're naughty or nice, and they know you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you got kids.
Shit, he went real.
I'm telling you. Oh. Who needs that guy when you got kids?
Say it again. Repeat that again.
They know if you've been naughty or nice. They know you've been bad or good. So
yeah. Be good, for goodness sake.
Yeah, the kids, they know.
You better not shout.
Right.
You better not pout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why.
Because like, you got an 8-year-old. Yeah. That's why.
But you got to keep it all the way cool and real with reality when it comes to that. And it doesn't even matter if you're a parent or not. The kids will talk to you. As a matter of fact, for those who are not parents, hey, get around some children, whether it's your niece, nephew, your cousins, whatever. Just get around the kids, man. Listen to them talk. Be that vessel and that person that they can.
Well, that's the key. The key part is listen to them talk, because too many times you want to jump in and be like, well, here's what you're doing wrong.
Nope.
But see, now my girl got a tactic where she listens before passing judgment. So that means that the kids can always come to her whether it's bad or good.
Oh.
Because they feel they... the thing is, I don't want you to be scared to come to me about bad things. Like, you know, yes, some of them will have consequences, but we'll get to that later. Meantime, talk.
Let's talk.
Yeah, let's just say what you got to say. I'll listen. Now, you know, yeah, some of this is going to hold some consequences, but I'm glad you, the thing is, okay, I'm glad you came to me. I'm glad we got this out in the open. Now, we'll deal with it from there.
Let's deal with it.
Yeah. But, you know, at least you get the you know, because if you always just shut them down as soon as they start talking, like, hey, all right, this is what you're doing wrong, and you know this, blah, 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 then they not going to come talk to you no more. You know, like they're not going to tell you what's going on.
Like Nicolas Cage said in Face Off, we going to deal with it.
Yeah, we will deal with it. But they won't tell you if you keep, don't be so quick to throw the advice out there. Listen, then come back with some advice. Let it process. Let them get it out their system. Then come back and be like, all right, let's talk about this situation. Now you can throw out the advice or the consequences, so be it, you know.
Yeah.
But just give them a chance to get it off their chest, process it, then come back and be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is what's going to happen. This is going to be the outcome of this.
Yeah.
Like, so.
My oldest son, who is my third oldest, you know what I mean? He spoke on some things that were very important to this topic right here. And when I listened to him, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
His awareness is ridiculous because he's telling the truth. My nephew's son, the same thing. Like, they just was tired.
So that's why I have to aware. You know, and I joke about the Santa thing, but the fact is that they are very aware of what's going on. You know, all joking aside, I mean, the Santa thing is real, but all jokes aside, they are very aware. That's the point of that, is that you think they don't know, but they know what's going on. And
Satan Claus is real.
Right. Satan Claus. But they are, the thing is, too, you really, you know, their kids never stop being your kids. So, you know, I got a grown-ass kid. You know, I'm talking about late 20s. And the reason he calls me and not his mother is because before I elected, even with the young kids, like I was saying to my young kids, before I pass any judgment, I just hear what he got to say. Now, some of it might be foolish or whatever, but I let it all out before I say, okay,
some
son.
Some of it might be foolish.
Okay, son, that's a little ridiculous, but I let him speak his piece without judgment, and that's why he would call me before. Because he don't want to hear, his mother is just going to blow up instantly and be like, you good for nothing, you do this, and you always. And see, I don't do that to him. I just let him get it off his chest. This is his life. This is what's been going on. I'm frustrated. This girl did this and then blah, blah, blah. I got a baby on the way. Bombshell. You know, like, you know, things like that. Just throw that in the mix. But I let him say all of that before I, and like I say, I let him even process it. You know, I don't even pass, I might not pass judgment in that minute or that hour, that day, but I will come back and be like, all right, we need to talk about some things. This is your thinking on this might be a little jaded, you know, because I'm talking to a 28-year-old at this point. But you don't want to just pass all that judgment when he just needed, and that's why he calls me. Sometimes he just needs somebody to listen. I don't need advice right now. Because you're talking to a 28-year-old. What 28-year-old want advice off the top from their parents? You know, they just want somebody to listen sometimes. Mm. So, but then, you know, when they do, well, he'll say when he need advice. I need help on this. I need your opinion on this. He'll come right out and say that. But when he's just getting stuff off his chest, now is not the time to step into the big parent boots and be like, listen here, you're doing everything backwards, son. You know, now is not that time. Let him speak, get it off his chest, and then, you know, throw a few things out there after that. Well, maybe you might want to try this, or, you know. Seems to me that you've been taking the wrong approach. But he won't even talk to his mother because she immediately shut him off. Like, you know, I always knew you was, you're not doing things right. I taught you better than this. No kid wants to hear I taught you better than this. Especially not at 30.
Yeah.
It's not what they calling you for.
Because my 27-year-old, she'd be like, hey,
not
Dad.
The first thing they want
to
hear.
My 27-year-old will come right to me like, hey, Dad, I need your help on this. That's how she starts the conversation.
That's when they want advice. That's about son. He'll call me like, hey, I need your opinion or your. Now, that means you need advice off the top.
When she's just venting and talking shit,
yeah.
I just listen.
Right.
And throw in ad-libs and you know, commentary with this fit.
That's fucked up. That is whack. Damn.
Hop on pop. Red fish, blue fish.
Like I say, yeah, he'll be looking for all of that. He ain't looking to get towed down in this moment. Or like,
yeah,
trying to tell me what's going on is like, and I'm just sitting there like, you should have listened to me and your mother. You never listen, do you? Like, it's not what they're looking for at that moment.
Nah, but my older son, he struggles with it because he wants to, you know, he's all about, you know, family dynamics. But he struggles with that situation sometimes because I let him speak his piece one day on why he struggles with that, but it comes about and it makes it difficult for him sometimes to listen to the right shit because he's overthinking everything that ties into whatever that specific situation is, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Make a lot of sense. Because one, you already in your own head. Then you got too many other people in your head. That's a lot. That's confusing.
Like, he's 15. He's wanted to live with me since he was 7. Like, physically live with me. But then he, broke down like, man, look, this is why it won't work. My mom needs me. I was like, whoa. Okay. I get what you're saying. I get how you said it.
What's his name?
Remember, he, I don't know if you... No, you weren't there when he had said that. He was very different level of emotional when he had said this one. He's like, man, I'm sick of it. You know, I'm just tired. Man. I know it'd be better if I'm over here with you. You a man. But my mom needs us over there. Which is true. That's why I have empathy, but not sympathy. I empathize big time, but I'm not a part of the agenda. You know, I'm not with the agenda. And unfortunately, not to sit here and make this about what it is, but unfortunately, my children's mothers are about the agenda. They didn't get what they wanted, idealistically. So boom, they make it difficult for me to be the man, the dad, the father, person I am, because they think I got it easy, and they don't realize, like, no, y'all got it easy. Y'all have the benefit of waking up with the children every day of the week. Until it's time for y'all, when you want to break, you want to sit there and, you know, push your kid off on me. And I don't have no issue with that, because I'm all the way wide open, and, you know, my life is an open book when it comes to my children. But damn, don't always only want the kid around me when you want to break from reality. And the regular routine. You cause this regular routine.
It's funny that you say that, though. Because it just reminds me of another situation where I knew one of my cousins too.
Excuse me.
But,
my fault, y'all.
Did you say that, though? I knew one of my cousins too. What I feel like is that as opposite sexes, in some way or another, we need the opposite sex, which means when you go through a divorce, if my father had divorced my mother, I would have signed up totally to go with my father. But a woman needs a man around in some sort of way, and then when the man in the house, when the father or the husband or the fiance, boyfriend, whatever, leaves, the son becomes that person. So you almost not obligated, but you feel, even though I would have wanted to go with my father, I would have stuck with my mother because you almost feel like, yeah, she do need that presence. And I say it that we need each other because I had a cousin that would have been better off being with her mother, but she went to live with her father for pretty much the same reason.
Oh, okay.
Because whether we admit it or not, we do need the opposite sex with some, we need the opposite sex and not just for sex.
Yeah.
So in that situation, she actually parted ways with her mother because of the same dynamic that your son going through, because her father needed her. Her father needed that presence. So she went and lived with her father for years.
The only tie into what I'll be always hearing about God, masculine and feminine energy.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So whether you realize it or not, the opposite sex need each other. So that's why I say it's funny that you say that in that dynamic, because he like, well, my mother need me. Well, I grew up with somebody that was, she left because her father needed that. So like I said, I would, you know, I'm glad my parents still together, thank God. But if they would have left, I would have been totally been like the father that I said I rebuked at the beginning. Like, I would have totally went with him. But I wouldn't have not been able to do it because I would have felt like my mother needs me. She needs some type of male presence around the house. And I think that's why my cousin went with her father, because, you know, they had been, her parents had been married. So by her parents being married, she seen how he interacted with women, and how she seen that he couldn't, you know, she just saw for herself, like, it wasn't like an ugly divorce, like it was abuse and all of that. So it wasn't like she hated him or anything, but, you know, she had to make a decision. It was just a divorce, like, well, you know, they had to sit her down, like, things ain't gonna work out, we gotta split up. And her mother was totally cool with giving up custody, though. Like, you know, I mean, of course, it did hurt her heart that she wanted to go with her father, but they literally left it in the child's hands. You know, because she was old enough to make a decision.
Okay.
Well, probably like fifth grade or so. But,
yeah.
You know, they literally left it in her hands. Like, well, we only want you to be happy. Like, me and your father don't get along no more, but whatever makes you happy. And in the end, she went with her father, and years later disclosed to me that she went because her father needed her, not because she didn't love her mother. So that's on the opposite end of the spectrum. You know, it just goes to prove your point, though, that, you know, the masculine and the feminine energies of the world.
Because, look, when my moms and pops got divorced, I was trying to, I tried to live with my father.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, and my pops wasn't ready for that day-to-day responsibility.
No.
And so that's what made the whole little difference. I didn't realize that shit until I got 19, 20 years old. It was denied, so I had to be wherever my mom's was at. I had to go through whatever my mom's struggle was at that time, whatever season she was in. It was just like, wow, I tried to go with, you know, my pops, but I get it, and that's why I've developed the parenting. That's my shit.
Yeah, but
this
sounds like some shit we talking about.
Yeah, it does. Don't it? You know what I mean? You have theme music for all of the fucking topics we got.
Like the shit we talking about.
Oh. Because remember the other episode? I was going to just hum in this out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you went right there. You was like, oh, I remember that. But yeah, I was one of the ones, and one of my father's presence. On a regular basis. Well, he wasn't ready for it. He was still out here, you know, feeling like he was, you know. Anyway.
Well, unfortunately, the flip side to the story is that she did end up moving back with her mother because of the same type of situation. It was kind of like, he needed it, but he wasn't ready for the total responsibility. Because, look, let's just be real. You know, mothers go above and beyond a lot when you got a good one.
You got a good one.
Fathers just be kind of like, hey, you're a man, figure it out.
Like, you a man or you're like, a woman, you know, like
fathers will look at you like, I can't teach you common sense. Mothers will try to repeatedly teach you common sense.
But ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
For me.
Because they don't want to give up on you. You know, as a father, be like, hey, a father will be the one to kick you out of the nest. You know, it's funny that the mother birds do that, but a father be like, hey, you're going to have to survive on your own one day. Like, I show you these things for a reason.
It's funny that you say that, because I had daughters first.
Yeah.
My two oldest are daughters. Girls, young ladies, boom, boom, boom. So I had a different kind of energy going into it, but it was the moment until I had my firstborn son that gave me the fucking parenting routine and, you know what I mean, the way I do things because of, you know what I mean? Like, it's just wild like that with me.
But I don't think, you know, my parents got a divorce. Then my father only got one daughter, one son. Mm. I don't think he would have survived long with my sister, without my mother. Like, my sister would have probably just been running the house, doing whatever she wanted to until he just got tired. You know what I'm saying? So,
this beat is so dope.
It's coming back. I put it on the,
Put it on that loop.
Yeah, it did. Because it tied into the subject, so much. Nah, I ain't even want to switch to nothing else. But yeah, I don't think he would have been able to do my sister. Like, I think my mother kept a balance. So she did keep a certain balance in the household. So yeah, I think my sister probably would have drove him crazy. they would have probably called a switch after a while. Like, I would have been living with my mother, she'd have been living with him. They'd be like, alright, switch. Like, I got the boy, you take the girl. Like, probably would have had to do it every 6 months just so he'd keep his sanity. Cause she would have got away with a lot.
Oh yeah.
You know, to the point where he would have just broken and be like, alright, you gotta go. Like, he would have probably just let it build up and build up because
see, with my daughter,
daddy's little girl.
Yeah. Because, you know, I got the daddy's little girl situation. You know, that's why it's one of my favorite movies. Shout out. But anyway. Yeah. But with me, I'm looking like, I mean, it's always that what if.
Yeah.
If the kids would have been with me, because I wouldn't have came with that same agenda of, oh, you ain't doing this and you can't see it. No, but folks don't listen. They look at the kids and use it as power. And I hate the use thing, huh? Quit using.
Kids.
It takes
I
a village.
I didn't use the kids to call off of work. So, you know, I'm not going to use them in the power play. Like, I don't even burn bread on my kids. I don't never call off work talking about my kids is sick. They on their deathbed, no shit like that. I wouldn't use it for a power play in a relationship.
The times I've had to call off work and miss work or leave work early because of my kids was on some old crazy ass shit.
Yeah.
And it was like, damn, I still got old co-workers and me like, hey, checking on them. Hey, is that situation cool? Like, yeah, it is, but
well, I mean, legit y'all have, is legit.
Y'all have no idea. You know what I mean? Yes, yeah. I had some recent shit pop off. Not recent, reason within the last 3 months, but it's just crazy, man. I ain't even gonna go into it. Matter of fact, yeah, it's time to cancel this bitch, you know?
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
It's time to go ahead and move on. You know what I mean? Sign off. Or just, unless you got anything else, brother, that you want to bring to the table.
Pretty much. I mean, you know.
It's been broke up, but yo, you'll be surprised, y'all, what the kids feel about everything they're going through. Scroll up and down. You'd be surprised. And the sad thing about it is, a lot of parents ain't ready for that reality. They're just not ready for it because they've been living in their own illusion and delusion and dysfunction for a long time. So the power play situation is, you know, what it is to them. And I'm like, nah. So I have no choice at this point. I mean, the gift of choice, yeah, but I choose to constantly be who I've been to them on the parent side. Because I learned a whole lot from my children. I wouldn't know how they felt about a lot of things if they weren't comfortable with even speaking about it to me. So, shout out to that. Yeah, shout out to that situation right there. Oh yeah, turn it up. Yeah, we about to go ahead and sign off. I'm live, Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. This has been another real live episode of the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Y'all be safe. Y'all be well. Do your thing. Keep it swell. I can try and tell you. Oh well. I could try and show you. Oh well. Folks be sitting up mad and acting crazy. Real said, I'm looking like, damn, for real, that's on the Bob crazy. You get I'll be looking like, what's up, you bitches? Real Swayze. Kind of ghost. That ain't the most way that I feel about some shit. But I'm like, oh. Eyebrows raised, kind of surprised with it. But most of y'all folks don't even ride with it. Slide with it. Take off the mask, don't fucking hide with it. Me and Mice is on one of your levels and we go live with it. Yeah, yeah. Be sucker free if you know how to be. That's how I go for sure. Giving you different levels and weighing me out. Oh, hey, yeah, okay, all right. Rub his hands together like,
get him.
This part right here.
I came up on the east side, proudest of first, never feeling my worth, an alcoholic since birth. Only DL, but mama could tell, you know the game is same, trying to maintain my brain is stressed, no time to rest. A hearse is made for niggas who slept, you never heard of me, Jay Nasty, never had a rep, watch step, don't fuck with niggas like me. It's quiet and kept, kinda tight with the right, nothing nice with the left.
Kill! He said it.
That's a real one, y'all.
Yes. Yeah. They must have inspired something because he don't definitely usually let off these bars for y'all to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poetry in motion, yo. Shout out to my brother right here. Shout out to the real life. Yo,
poetry in motion, player. You know what that is? Pimp. That's the new organization.
Poetry in motion, player. Pimp.
Yes. We represent Pimp.
Yeah,
that's a new thing, we represent pimp.
Poetry in motion, y'all.
That's funny.
But once again, tuning in with the livest. Live out. Jokey joke shit, y'all. We want to see you in the Gally Kia.